including Ian McShane of Lovejoy Lane, and also casualty star Maria Friedman. I'll be talking to Maria in a moment. First, let's have a look at her in action.
I'd like to talk a bit of this, maybe talk a bit of that, maybe talk a little gold or two, a little about the eighth, maybe talk about the beast, try to make it to the alphabet pretty easily. Talk about a baby coming to play, talk about a minion who I never get to say, talk about myself, who again, I'm gonna talk about a lot of things, and look at me, I am.
And Maria joins us now. Maria, opening night tonight, how are you feeling? Experience waiting for that opening night?
Yeah, it always is. This one is particular. It's not so much nerve-wracking this time as exciting, because we've been working for nearly 3 months on this show, and it's just huge. And the previews have been going now, I think, for about 2.5 weeks, every day changing stuff, every day refining it. And we all feel really ready, because the audiences have let us know, really, that we've got a pretty good show on our hands.
And you're playing a witch. Is this a very different part?
Oh, no, it's just me in real life, really. Yeah, I'm playing a witch, not a very good witch. I mean, she's a very amateur witch. They don't even know they're witches, really. They sort of, they conjure up all sorts of things inadvertently.
And your part is the part played by Michelle Heisler.
Yes, the likeness is uncanny.
You do look very lucky. Yeah. But when you read the script, do you think this is the part for me?
I did, actually. Yeah, Cameron McIntosh came up to it about 18 months ago as a party and said, I've got something for you, and then refused to give me this script. Very clever. It just meant that I was really desperate. By the time he dropped it through the post with the CD, it was definitely the part I wanted to play. She's completely cookie out there, strange little girl, woman.
And Cameron McIntosh, that's fantastic. I mean, you know that's going to be massive hit.
It's been really nice working with him. I haven't worked with him for quite a few years. I mean, he gave me my first job as backroom chorus of Oklahoma, playing the famous part of Doris in Other Wizardy. And I really haven't worked with him since. But he is just such an energy-driven man. And the focus he has and the joy he has about work means that you're just in this really exciting team.
I've seen all your team. You've Ian McShane, Lovejoy. Let's have a little look at some of him in action. Now he plays the part that Jack Nicholson played in the film. Is he a good devil?
He's a great devil. He's just so sexy and so charming and so naughty.
Yes, apparently he has this amazing presence
on stage. Yeah. It's a kind of stillness, but everything's going on behind the eyes, and people love him.
You're also working with Lucy Arnaz. She's the daughter of Lucille Ball. What's it like working with her?
Well, she's incredible. I mean, she's from LA, and the history she's had is quite incredible, you know, and she's very generous and very warm and very funny.
Yeah. Now, we know from you've obviously, to televiewers, you're best known as your part in Casualty as a social worker, but you've done a lot on the stage. You've got 2 Olivier Awards already. Do you think you might get another one for this?
Oh, it's not for me to say. I think the show might get quite a lot.
It's a big hit.
I'm sure it's a big. The audiences are on their feet every night, and we're looking forward to the big party.
And a 1 year run already. You've got to have.
Yeah, absolutely, guaranteed 1 year run. Yeah. But everyone's very excited about tonight.
Well, good luck. Thanks so much for coming in.
It's really nice.